I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, stage 3. I was extremely weak and needed to be pushed in a wheelchair or walked with assistance. To be honest, I thought I was going to die. My disease manifested as acute kidney failure, which is one of the primary symptoms of multiple myeloma. I was in the hospital for more than a week, and thankfully, my kidneys responded to treatment and have returned to normal. However, I will have multiple myeloma for the rest of my life. Multiple myeloma is a bone marrow cancer that is incurable. Multiple myeloma was thought to be a terminal disease with a 3 to 5 year survival rate when I was in postgraduate pathology classes. Fortunately, medical science has developed various techniques that will allow this disease to be treated as a chronic condition, allowing the vast majority of patients to live a normal lifespan. This is due to the constant monitoring of myeloma protein levels, as well as the use of new and innovative medications that keep the cells of origin in check and prevent them from worsening the patient's health. Having multiple medications on hand also helps to extend the time in remission. My disease process is under control after months of multiple forms of chemotherapy, 20 episodes of radiation therapy, bone strengthening medications, and targeted antibody intravenous infusions. However, the tables can be turned at any time, and I will be back on medications to combat the disease. This could entail additional treatment, as well as the use of newer drugs. My life will revolve around various tracking numbers, and the possibility of returning to the fight of my life. Some might say I have an abnormally positive attitude toward my disease and my life expectancy. I respond by saying that none of us have an expiration date written on our foreheads and that none of us know how or when we will die. Having a life-threatening disease changes none of this. I, like everyone else, am at risk of dying from heart disease, diabetes, lung, breast, or prostate cancer. So why should I be concerned about my disease any more than others who are afflicted with life-altering illnesses? I prefer to spend my time assisting others who are fighting their own battles with this or that disease. I'd rather write about, speak about, or console those who need compassion and a positive presence than grieve about my problem, which is often insignificant in comparison to those who have suffered from personal inner pain. That is my goal, and this is what motivates me to look for places where I can assist. My stamina is extremely low, and my fatigue and pain levels continue to cause me to pause. However, I can write, talk, and do everything I need to do from home. And hopefully, we will soon be able to hear from those reading these words who may need to hear a positive message about how the end of treatment can be life-enhancing, even if the results of serious intervention to save lives are not. Life is a miracle that deserves to be celebrated every day. We are still alive. When you consider the almost infinitesimal chance of one egg and one sperm out of millions creating you, none of us should be here. You, too, are a miracle, just as I am. We must never forget that no matter what happens, we must use our miracle status to change the world around us. Be positive, thankful, and appreciative of one another. Thank you for taking the time to listen, even from a distance. It's a pleasure to meet you. Please send me a note or tell me about your experience. If that's the case, I might be able to share it with others to help them see themselves as the miracles they truly are. I've discovered that a single note or phone call can arrive at precisely the right time to assist someone in need. I am grateful that you are here with me today. I hope you enjoyed this brief podcast and that your days are filled with love and gratitude. May you take each breath knowing that you are helping others and realize how fortunate you are to be experiencing the miracle of life at this very moment.